When Lisa opened the door, Allison swept in, set down her sleeping bag and overnight case, and gave Lisa a hug. From what Lisa had said, Jenny expected the girl to be on the verge of hysteria. Instead, Allison seemed more fluttery and gracious than ever. Could be a cover-up, Jenny reminded herself. Allison was good at that.
Thanks so much for your help,
Allison gushed. Before Jenny could set her straight, Allison stepped away from Lisa and spread her arms out to Jenny.
You look great, and your tan, I'm so jealous.
Jenny reluctantly allowed Allison to hug her, then stepped back. It was then she saw the girl standing on the porch. As if on cue, Allison turned and took the girl's hand and pulled her inside.
I'm sorry, where are my manners? This is Bethany, my, sister. And these are my friends, Lisa Calhoun and Jenny McGrady.
Hi. Bethany stuffed her hands into the pockets of her torn jeans. And the name's BJ Lewis. Al, here, seems to have a hearing problem.
Bethany is a great name.
Allison gave her sister a look Jenny suspected was a plea not to embarrass her. For you, maybe, not for me, BJ argued. You're right about that, Jenny felt like saying but didn't. Bethany should have been sweet, maybe saintly. BJ didn't fit the picture at all. Jenny shifted her gaze from one girl to the other. Talk about contrasts. Allison had fine features, clear skin, a small nose, and big blue eyes. Her straight, shoulder-length blonde hair looked like she'd trained each strand to shimmer and sway in unison every time she moved her head. Alice in Wonderland and Cinderella all wrapped in one neat package. BJ, on the other hand, had kinky brown hair and hazel eyes, sharp and piercing, the kind that made you feel as if she could see clear through to your soul. She was attractive, but next to Allison, her nose seemed a little too big, her hair a little too drab, and her clothes a little too shabby. Enough reason, Jenny decided, to like her. Look, BJ took a step backwards. I shouldn't be here. I told Al she didn't need to bring me, but she and Mrs. Beaumont insisted. I don't need to stay.
Don't be silly.
Lisa stepped outside, grabbed BJ's bag, and brought it in the house. There's always room for one more. She motioned BJ in and closed the door behind them, then started up the stairs.
Let's put your stuff in Jenny's room, and then we'll get some snacks and talk.
BJ looked at Jenny as if waiting for her to second the motion. Don't look at me, Jenny shrugged and grinned. I just live here. Interesting, Jenny mused as she took BJ's bag from Lisa and followed her up to her room. The canvas bag looked like a reject from Goodwill. BJ's clothes didn't...